I had been an Ohio newspaper reporter for almost 15 years. At the time, I had also been in the Army Reserves. The commander was Colonel Bryce N. Harlow. That's why
in Washington during the Eisenhower administration, working on Capitol Hill, when Bryce was
during
in the White House.
During that period of time, from 74 on, I got to know Bryce. He opened the Procter & Gamble Washington.
As I got to Washington, it was clear to me that Bryce Harlow was a guy to know.
And Bryce Harlow was the first appointment of President Nixon. He hired me as his executive assistant.
In 1968, Harlow was quite frankly the go-between between President-elect Nixon, President Johnson, and President Eisenhower.
The first time I saw him consistently was in 1969 when Nixon became president, and Bryce was in the White House, I think, as head of legislative.
Spring of 69, I went to work in the Nixon administration, and Bryce was very much a fixture of the White House in those days.
You're listening to a narrative presentation of the Bryce Harlow Oral History Project. I'm Steve Silver. I served as project manager for the oral history, and I'll be narrating this presentation. From May through December of 2005, the Bryce Harlow Foundation commissioned this oral history on the professional career and political legacy of Bryce Nathaniel Harlow. During that period, the project collected 36 oral history interviews from those who knew Bryce Harlow, served with him in Washington, and succeeded him in the fields of government service and business-government relations. What follows is a narrative presentation of those interviews. Following a long career as a prominent staffer on Capitol Hill and in the White House, Bryce Harlow became one of the first modern-day lobbyists when he opened Procter & Gamble's Washington office in 1961. Since then, his lobbying career has been universally lauded as an example of impeccable integrity and ethics in government relations. The goal of this oral history project was to capture firsthand accounts of the way Bryce Harlow operated. The hope is that these firsthand accounts will not only provide a unique window into history, but a valuable research tool for lobbyists and government professionals of today, as well as those who endeavor to serve in these capacities in the future. In other words, this oral history is an opportunity to learn from one of Washington's true masters. The following presentation has been organized into 9 different segments. Rather than follow a strict chronological order, each segment covers a different aspect of Harlow's long career in Washington politics. These include his roles as a presidential counselor, White House speechwriter, White House congressional liaison, and of course, private sector lobbyists, just to name a few. Each segment opens with a different anecdote or thought about Bryce that relates to the topic covered in that segment. For more information or for further study on the career of Bryce Harlow, you can also access each complete oral history interview, as well as the written transcript that accompanies it. Or you can access the wealth of other materials available through the Foundation on the life and legacy of Bryce N. Harlow. Now, on with the presentation.